Hello, listeners. Welcome to tonight's intriguing intellectual conversation with yours truly, Professor Poli-Sci. This is On Your Mind with Professor Poli-Sci. This is the beginning of a new semester. With that, hopefully, a new beginning on the way you, me, and all of us think about this rat race in which we call life. Over the break, I have had a lot of things on my mind. One thing that has been on my mind for a great deal, I want to frame in a question to all of you. What is the purpose of media, especially news media, in today's society? Some would say its purpose is to inform the public. Some would say its purpose to keep us readily informed about our politicians, celebrities, and other major companies. And then others would say it's a means of entertainment, giving the public some enjoyment in our otherwise chaotic lives. The media's purpose is all of these, and also none of these. Although all these reasons explain the purpose of media, the fact of the matter is, the media isn't living up to their responsibilities as being a distribution of information for all of us. We must catch that small but very important difference. Media's responsibility is to give the viewer or the consumer all the facts in which they can make up their own decisions through those facts. But as we see in today, it's the media in which makes our decisions, not ourselves. The media fails its responsibility to inform our society about issues. What it tries to do is persuade us to agree with the position that they're taking. The catalyst for these continued failures are twofold. One, the mindset towards profit that media organizations want to have, and second, media bias. As we all know, at the end of the day, to make it as a company, you have to make money, and a media company is no different. From CNBC, CNN, Viacom, News Corp, their major responsibility is making money and to increase their profits. And that also impacts how our news is delivered to us. The hottest news is the news that gets us most excited or gets the viewers more to watch the television or look onto their websites. Sometimes the best news, the most available news for us, isn't the first things that we see on television. I give you the facts. You make up your mind. Thank you for listening. On Your Mind with Professor Poli-Sci. Good night. Have a pleasant tomorrow.